Question for both presidents, please. On Iran and North Korea, what does the current policy, which is largely the same as the ones of recent years, produce other than giving time to North Korea and Iran to advance their nuclear ambitions? Thank you.
Well, I think it's important to distinguish between the two countries and what they've been doing of late. North Korea's actions over the last several months have been extraordinarily provocative. They have made no bones about the fact that they are testing nuclear weapons, testing missiles that potentially would have intercontinental capacity. And in fact, we are not intending to continue a policy of rewarding provocation. The parties that are involved in the six-party talks, we have contacted. They issued very clear statements and are now in the process of working on a very clear resolution condemning North Korea's actions. You haven't seen China and Russia respond as forcefully in the past on these issues, because I think there's an indication that they recognize how destabilizing North Korea's actions have been. My preference is always to use a diplomatic approach, but diplomacy has to involve the other side engaging in a serious way and trying to solve problems. And we have not seen that kind of reaction from North Korea. So we will continue to consult with our allies. We'll continue to consult with all the parties who previously have been involved in the six-party talks. We are going to take a very hard look at how we move forward on these issues. And I don't think that there should be an assumption that we will simply continue down a path in which North Korea is constantly destabilizing the region, and we just react in the same ways by, after they've done these things for a while, then we reward them.